Some relatives of the victims in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes say they aren't ready to accept a two-year-old settlement deal. The Boeing company pled not guilty to a criminal charge that it defrauded federal aviation regulators in a case involving two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX planes. Boeing thought it had settled the issue in a $2.5 billion deal with prosecutors, but relatives of some of the victims are challenging the settlement and spoke outside the courthouse in Fort Worth on Thursday. Paul Njoroge, a Canadian born in Kenya, lost his wife, three small children, and mother-in-law in the second crash.
We know that they will find that the senior executives at Boeing perpetrated the fraud.
Audio courtesy WFAA. Attorneys for Boeing say representatives meet with the Justice Department at least monthly and that the government's supervision of the agreement is robust. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor delayed ruling on a request to appoint a special monitor to examine safety issues at the company. Investigations into the crashes pointed to problems with an automated flight control system that Boeing didn't overhaul until after the second crash. I'm Jennifer King.